Geneva, Halacha Beis. Rav Nosson Zal says, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Haganath Mishalem Kefil, V'loya Gazlan. It's only a ganath, a person who steals when the owner isn't looking or isn't aware, that gets penalized, that if he wants to pay back, he's got to pay back double of what he took. Whereas a gazlan, a person who stole in broad daylight, you know, that kind of thing, he does not pay double. The Issa b'Gemara, the Gemara explains that the reason for this, the Gemara says, Mifnei ma hechmira Torah b'ganaf mi b'gazlan. Why is the Torah stricter about ganaf? Ze hishva. Because by the gazlan, to him, Hashem and people were the same. Whereas by the ganaf, he's afraid of, and Hashem he's not afraid of. V'loyoy, then not only that, ele she'oso ayin shelmatob kilo ein aroya. And in addition to that, he made it appear as if Hashem's eye, you know, which sees below, sees everything going on downstairs, as if Hashem doesn't see. Upirish hamarsha, shehaganath kofar bahashgocha, ayin shom. The marsha in the Gemara uses this exact wording that we see by the ganath, that he doesn't believe that Hashem is watching. He's kofar and hashgocha prati. Rav Nosson Zal. Regarding this topic, that a ganav has to pay double because he was pogam in hashgacha, v'lechoyrav ma shayches yesh l'tashlumei kefil b'shvil pigam ha-hashgacha, ve'echu mida b'mida. The question is, what is having to pay double have anything to do with being pogam in hashgacha proti of Hashem? We know that the Torah says that one of the major acts of kindness on the part of Hashem is that when Hashem punishes someone, he punishes him in a way where the punishment fits the crime, so that through the punishment, the person will know what they have to rectify, what they have to correct. That's one of the reasons why this is such a tremendous kindness, that the punishment fits the crime, so that when the person's in a state of being punished, he's able to realize what his crime was and what he has to correct, etc. The question is, where's the mida connected mida here? How come there's no, where do we see any connection between paying double and hashgacha?
I'm not clear exactly, the gazlan who stole during the day also is not afraid of Hashem either.
True. They're both not afraid. But by the gazlan, he's as unafraid of Hashem as he is of people. And by the ganath, people he is afraid of, and Hashem he's not afraid of. Like, in a way, that's worse. The ganath, he's watching for people. He knows if there's a person around, he won't steal. He makes sure to do it when no people are around. But the fact that Hashem is around, that he denies completely. The way the Gemara presents it, it's a step worse. There are other ways to look at it. But the way the Gemara puts it, it's as if the ganath is being even more spiteful. Rav Nosson Zal says, Al pi hamaymar hamaschil, Sivisa tzedek edoisecho ve'emunu ma'oid b'likutimaran simen chav gimel al shailas soved ve'atuna emolon mili derdivi milcha kisorcha. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 23 in Likutimaran, which is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, and it's based on a confrontation between Rabbi Shua ben Hananya and the 70 wise men of Athens, where there was a whole debate between them, and one of the questions that were asked was, salt, when salt needs preserving, how do you preserve it? Salt, which is the ultimate preservative, how do you preserve salt? And there was a whole give and take on that. And that's the chapter in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal addresses the topic of Taivas Mamoin in the largest depth and detail. This Torah Chav Gimel is the Torah that deals with the topic of money. You know, money, when money is the wrong way. Taivas Mamoin and a tremendous lengthy and deep explanation of what it's about. V'haklal, to summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says there, ki taivas momoin hu bechinas avodah zorah. For starters, taivas momoin is in the end of avodah zorah. In the Torah it's called elilei kesef ve'elilei zov, idols of gold and silver. So the concept of gold and silver, by those who mishandle it, to them it's an idol. Hainu, kol ho'avoidos zorois, shel kol ho'ayin umin, kulon tchuvin b'mamoin. Rabbeinu Zal writes there in the Likutei Moran that all the idol worship of all 70 nations in the world put together is found in money. that money is a conglomerate of 70 different types of Avodah Zorah. Just like Lahavdil in the Torah HaKadoshah, there's 70 ponim shel Torah, there's 70 varieties. There's 70 varieties of light in the Torah, 70 different facets. It's a multifaceted diamond of 70 facets of light. These 70 nations are called 70 types of choshech, of darkness, of tumah and klipa. And all 70 put together, the combination of all 70, is what is the Avodah Zorah of Taivas Mamon. The negative aspects of money. And a person who falls into the pursuit of money, where it becomes mamish, a worship for them, like one person's involved in Avodah Hashem, he's involved in the Avodah Zorah of money, who oived kol ha'avodah zorah shel kol ha'ayin umos. He's worshipping the total idol of all 70 nations. Ki yesh ayin anpe nehirin. Rabbi Nizal says over there are 70 lit faces, shehem bechinas chayim, which represent life, bechinas simcha, they represent joy, bechinas smach zvulun b'tzeisecha v'yisochar bo'elecha. Zvulun is the one who is involved in money in Klal Yisrael, but by him it was mamon dikdusha. The main purpose that he had in going to earn money was v'yisochar bo'elecha, to have the privilege of sharing in brother Yisachar's Torah. His most precious money was his 10%. The 90% was great, it was a nice thing, but to him the simcha in getting his paycheck was that he knew the 10%, he was a partner in every word of Torah and every word of Avodas Hashem that Yisachar was doing. That's what his Maaser bought, and that kind of thing. So Zvulun is the symbol of Mamon Dikdusha. That's why the Torah writes, Smach Zvulun. Zvulun is Ante Nehirin, a lit-up face. Shehu, who bechinas, one second, Smach Zvulun, bechinas Masa Umatin Be'muna. Rabbi Nizal writes there that Zvulun is the symbol of the Jew who conducts Parnosa properly, Bikdusha, which is called Masa Umatin Be'muna, doing business with faith in Hashem, not idol worship. By him it's Emuna and Hashem. Ki emuna hu bechinas emes. We know that emuna goes together with emes. There's a pasuk we say it in the morning every day. Emes v'emuna choyk v'layavar. That those two are our partners. Shehu oyer haponim. Emes is called the light of Hashem's face. There's a pasuk bo'er penei melechayim. And ponim is an Indian of emes, because Yaakov Avinu, who is the symbol of emes, titein emes li Yaakov, there's a pasuk that says, mevakshe ponecho Yaakov selo, that Yaakov is called the ponim. Yaakov is emes. Emes is the ponim of Kedusha, when the face has light in it. That's Yaakov, that's emes, and that's the Jew who conducts himself in Parnasa properly. Now, see, his purpose, he's not worshipping money, on the contrary. His only need for money is to worship Hashem. He's using money to worship Hashem, whereas the other guys are worshipping money, period. Proof is that when they get the money, their first interest isn't, what can I do for Hashem with this money, or let me give the miser before I start using the money for myself. By them, it's the reverse. First, let me figure out everything I could do with this money. And if I run out of what to do with it, I'll throw Hashem a couple of crumbs. You know, that kind of attitude, chas v'shalom. So that's the side of Kedusha. Ula umas zeh, opposing this, there is a concept of ayin anten chashuchin. There's a concept of 70 black faces. Atzvus, morish chayra, which is represented by depression and bitterness. Choshech, bechinas misa, bechinas be'itzavo im toichalena. As the pasuk says, the curse related to money says be'itzavo, and with atzvos yili, that your money will be depression money, bechinas taivas mamoin. So you have these two ends of the spectrum. You have mamoin digdusha, which is a concept of shivim ampen nehirin, and you have money of the sitrachro, or taivas mamon, you know, when money, which is anpen chashuchim, atzvus, the opposite of simcha. Ubishvil ze koshen mezainoisov shelodom kiflayim kioileda. Rabbi Nizal explains in that chapter in Likutei Moran that the Gemara makes a statement that earning a living, earning parnosa, is twice as hard as giving birth. Because when a Jew falls into that dark pit called Taibas Mamoim, Azai Hashchinot Soyekes Olov, then the Shechina itself cries out over that person, Kalani Meroishi, Kalani Mizroi. I have pain in my head and I have pain in my arm. This is a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, I think, where it says this Kalani Meroishi, Kalani Mizroi, Bechinas Ayin Kolin Kfulin. This refers to 70 screams doubled. Kalani Meroishi, Kalani. There's two coils. The Hainu Kalani Meroishi, Kalani Mizroi. Base Palmim Shivim Kolin Kanal. Why 2 times 70? Because the Gemara tells us that when a woman is about to give birth, she screams out in labor, and her screams are called the 70 screams of a woman giving birth, corresponding to the 70 words in the pasuk in the chapter of Tehillim, Yancho Hashem b'yom tzara, corresponding to Mizmor L'soida. The word L'soida is Oisius Toilada. And that's why there's 70 words there also. So we said that that corresponds to the 70 screams of the Oledes when she's giving birth. Ki hayoledes koidem aleido tsoyakas shivim kolin. Ach kishenoifel et taivas momoin chasashon. However, when a Jew falls into taivas momoin, azay tsoyekes hashchin olav beiz pa'omim ho'ayin kolin kanal. Then the Shechina cries over him double. It says, Kalani Meroishi Kalani Mizroi, implying twice the normal crying, which means 140. Shehem Kuf Mem Kolin, which is 140 screams, Kimispar Momoin Im Ho'isiois, which is the gematria of the word Momoin plus the four letters, if you add four to it, for the four letters. V'alkein Koshin Mizainoisov Kiflaim Kiyoleda. That's why you could understand what the Gemara says when the Gemara says that Parnosa is twice as difficult as giving birth. Kishom yesh ayin kolin. Because when it comes to a woman giving birth, which requires, where there's a tremendous midas hadin, all that blood that's gathering before she gives birth, and all that blood that comes out in the process of birth and after birth, there it involves 70 screams of the Shechina. Achkan soyekes kuf mem kolin kanal. Whereas when the Shechina sees a Jew that has fallen into this ditch called taivas mamoin, where the person goes through such suffering and depression and lachatz and all the bilbulim, that a person goes who gets swallowed up into that thing called the taivas mamoin, that's double. Ayin shom, look in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. V'tikun shel taivas mamoin, Rabbeinu Zal says over there that if a Jew wants to be able to crawl out of that, if a Jew wants to be able to make a tikun for taivas mamoin, that his parnosa should not be be'itzavoin. He shouldn't have to suffer depression and all of those things. Hurak al yedei shmira sabris is through tikun abris. Shaydei zeh meir olav or pnei melechayim. The tikun abris of a person causes the light of Hashem's face to shine on him. Bechinas anpenehirin, which is those lit up faces, bechinas smach zvulun, as it says about zvulun that he was echet to simcha, which is a lit up face. There's a pasuk leiv someach yetiv ponim, that a person is happy inside, his face is lit up. Ayin shom kol zehetiv. Check all of this out in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, where it's all explained very well. Now here comes the gift. When Rav Nosson Zal begins with these words, ulevayer ktsas, it means simple that what Rabbeinu Zal writes there is very deep. And here he's going to give you a luxury that you're going to have Rav Nosson Zal do a Rashi on Likutei Moran. He's going to clarify certain things there that he understood better than we understood. Ulevayer ktsas, to explain a little bit about what Rabbeinu Zal is referring to. Efshe loymar, inyan ha'ayin kolim kfulim shol mezaynoysev shalotam b'chinas kiflaim k'yeleida kanal, to explain this concept of the pursuit of parnosa and the pursuit of money being twice as difficult as childbirth, ki kol hahashpois nimshochem me'adas. We know that all the shefa that a person gets from Hashem comes from das. Bechinas das chosarto ma koniso. Das koniso ma chosarto. As the Gemara says in the Dorim, if a person has das, what are they lacking? They have everything. And if a person is lacking das, what do they have? Everything they have is useless and meaningless. Ukamosha Kosov, as the Gemara brings proof from a pasuk, ubedas chadorim yimlu, that with das a person will receive filled up rooms. In other words, he'll get rooms filled with silver and gold, that the whole shefa of the person comes through das. Hainu hatoira shehi hadas mishom nimshochim kol hahashpois vohashirus. This teaches us that it's through the Torah, which is the das of Hashem, that's what a Jew receives all of his parnoso and ashirus and shefa from. The ikor ho ashirus mebechinas smoil, and we know that on a general basis, wealth comes from the left side. Kamosha kosuv, as the pasuk says, b'smoila oisha v'chavoy, that the Torah has long life on its right side, oirech yomim b'yamina, u'b'smoila oisha v'chavoy, and to the left is wealth and glory. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says in Eoiv, mitzofoin zohav yoasa, gold comes from the north. And we know that north is the left side. When you're facing east, which is the normal direction, north is to your left. V'ikr ho'odom hu'hadas. We know that when we talk about a person, a human being, the main essence of the person is the seichel, the das of the person. Bechinas Torah, which is the Torah of that person. The bechinas, as the pasuk says in Chumash Bamidbar, zois ha-Torah Adam. There it says, zois ha-Torah Adam kiyomas boyel. But the Gemara says, zois ha-Torah Adam. You want to know what the essence of a person is? You don't measure him by how much money he has, or how physical, how many meals he eats a day. You want to know what the essence of the Adam is? It's the Torah that that person possesses, which means the das that he has. Ki ma shenikra Adam hu hadas, bechinas Torah kiyadua. When we refer to a person as Adam, we're referring to the brains of the person, the sechel. Vahat Torah hainu hadas hu bechinas einayim. And we know that das is referred to as the eyes. There's a pasuk that says that the mitzvahs of Hashem are what create the light in a person's eyes. That the light of a person's eyes is what brings joy into his heart. Pirush Rashi, Hainu HaTorah. And the Torah says, what's the light in a person's eyes? What's that twinkle in the eye? It's the Torah knowledge of a person. That's what gives him einayim that are lit up. Ki einayim al shem ha-chochma nemar, kemuv ha-mokom achar. Because we know that eyes represent the intelligence of a person. There's a pasuk by Adam and Chava where it says they ate from the Eitz Hadas. What happened immediately? Vatipokachno einei shnehem. And their eyes became pikeach. Pikeach means smart. Their eyes were opened up with sechel, with brains. Hainu ha-Torah b'chinas das, b'chinas einayim. Ki hadas hu beiz po'omim ayin, kimuva. Because the Arizal says that the word ayin in Hebrew, ayin yud nun, which is bigimatria 130, twice ayin equals 260, which represents the name of Hashem for das. Ki hadas kolul miyud havayos shehem beiz po'omim ayin. The Arizal says that das is represented by 10 times yud kei vav kei. 10 times 26 is a concept of das, and the word ayin, ayin yud nun, which is 130, twice ayin is 10 times yud kei vav kei. So we see that the einayim are the symbol of das. V'ze bechinas ayin ponim la-Torah. This is why we're taught that the Torah has 70 faces. Bechinas ayin anpin nehirin, which are called the 70 lit up faces. Sheze bechinas ayin kimuva bedivrei rabbeinu b'makom acher. Note that you have the number 70, which is used to refer to the light of the shleimus haTorah, is the 70 interpretations of the Torah, of which the highest one is the secrets of Torah. The word soid, Samach Vov Dalid, is 70, and that's the top floor in the Torah, right? The 70th level, in a sense. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who wrote 70 chapters explaining the word Bereshis. And I told you yesterday, if you recall, that the word Bereshis is the concept of the eyes. The word Bereshis is Roshe and Bas. Roshe is the three Roshim of Klal Yisrael, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, corresponding to the three colored rings of the eye. Bas is the pupil of the eye, the Bat Ayin. So Rav Shimon Yochai wrote 70, which is Ayin, explaining Bereishis, which is Ayin, you know, which is Koil of the whole Torah, that kind of thing. So Rav Nosson Zal wants to emphasize here that the Torah, which is Das, which is the Einayim, is represented by 70, 70 faces of the Torah. Uklolius ha-Torah v'hadas shu bechinas Odom hu bechinas Yemin. And Rav Nosson Zal explains that the total of the Torah, the total of Das, and the total of the person is usually associated with the right side. Bebechinas miminoi eish dos lomoi. When the Torah speaks about Hashem giving the Torah to the Jewish people, it says that kaviyochel, from the right side of Hashem, came forth the fire of Dat, you know, which is the Torah HaKdosha. Ukamay shekosuv benikor lochem kol ayin yamin. There's another pasuk which speaks about the right eye, upirish Rashi, ayin yamin hu haTorah, ayin shom. And Rashi over there says in Shmuel Anovi that when we talk about the right eye, it's referring to Torah. Ki haTorah hu bechinas ayin yamin, because the Torah is represented by the concept of the right eye, bechinas ayin ponim laTorah, the 70 facets of the Torah, which is ayin. Anpin Mihirin, which are referred to as lit up faces, the light of the face. Whereas Vohashirus, the wealth of a person, Shehunim Shahide Maisiyoda Shelodom, which is generally the results of the person's actions, Bebechinas Ubeirachacho Becholasher Tase, where the Hashem says, I will bless you with whatever you will do, which means you have to do. The implication is there has to be Asiya. Bechinas smoil. The wealth is represented by the left side. Bechinas bismoila oisherechovoid, as it says clearly in the pasuk. Ki ha'odom im maisei yodo shehu ha'ashiris v'amasamatn shaloi heim bechinas yemin usmoil. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, if you take the person on one side and his possessions on the other side, that's the concept of the right and the left. The person, Adam, we said the essence of the Adam is the Das of the person, which is the Torah of the person, and the Torah is usually referred to as the right side. Miminoi eish dos lomoi, it said. Whereas the possessions and the wealth of a person is referred to as the left side. So the person, together with his possessions, is a concept of yamin and smol. Ki ha'odom bi'atzmoi ikar ha'odom hu adas. Bechinas ha'Torah ze bechinas yamin kanal. Bechinas oirech yamin bi'yamina. Long life is on the right side. That's the person. Bechinas chayim va'arichus yamin. Bechinas anpenehirin or pnei melechayim. Ze bechinas yamin. That's all the right side. The life of the person, which is the sechel of the person. That's the life force inside of him. There's a pasuk ha'chochma techaye. Chochma is what gives life. So when we talk about the life of the person, orech yomim biyamina, it means that the Torah and the sechel of the person are compared to the right side. V'ze ikor ha'odom, ki ikor ha'odom hu achayim v'arichas yomim shloi b'chinas hadas kanal. V'hamasumat nivu ashirus heim b'chinas asiya. Whereas the business or the wealth or the possessions of the person, that's the concept of asiya, which is a low level. Kemuva b'mokam achar shemasumatn hu bechinas asiya. It's brought in other places. Kihem nimshochim al yidei maisei yodov kanal. It's called yegia kapecha. It's called maisei uberachticha b'chol asher tase loshen asiya, which refers to a lower level. V'ze bechinas smoil. That's referred to as the left side. Ki machshava u'maisa heim bechinas yemin u'smoil kiyadua. Because it's known in Sifrei Kabbalah that thought and action are referred to as the right side and the left side. In other words, action compared to thought, action is a much lower level. Haynu hadas bechinas machshava shezehu ikar ha'odom hu bechinas yamin u'maisa yodov shu bechinas ashirus shu bechinas asiya kanal ze bechinas smoil kanal bechinas bismoila oisha v'chavoid. It's brought that when we talk about Hashem creating the world, yesh me'ayin, something from nothing, yesh is yamin smoil. Originally, there was only ayin. There was only the nothingness, the infinite light of Hashem. Then Hashem made something from nothing. What is the something? It means in the beginning, there was only one. And we've said this before, that when we talk about one is pure right side. Echod is bigimatria ahavo, which is the right side. Whereas Kaviyochel, it like in Keser, Keser is called Kula Yamin. Whereas after you come down from Keser, Chochma and Bina, suddenly there becomes a right side and a left side, where Chochma leans towards the right, Bina leans towards the left. And the Torah refers to that as Yesh Me'ayin, something from nothing. Yesh is Yamin Smoil. Coming from
das.
Keser. And Das is usually referred to as the combination of right and left. But in this, everything is relative. Relative to physical possessions, Das is called the right side. You understand? Everything is relative. Keep that in mind. Because we're going to talk about Das in other places, and Das is going to be the combination of right and left. But that's when you're talking about it as an entity. Here, when you want to talk about neshama versus guf, or you want to talk about sechel versus possessions, sechel is on the right, the Torah is on the right, and the possessions are on the left.
Wait, I understand. You were saying
Keser came yesh, that because there's a pasuk kenei chachma, kenei bina. Acquire chachma, acquire bina. The word kenei, kuf nun hei, is 155. Twice kenei, the pasuk says kenei chachma, kenei bina, is yesh, which is this chachma and bina, you see? Where there you're running into a right and a left. Now you're going to be able to understand why the Gemara says that parnosa is twice as hard as giving birth. Hainu beis pomimayin kolon, twice the 70 koilos. Ki ikar haleido shalodom, shehu bechinas hisgalus hadas, sheze ikar hodom kanal, hu nimshach mebechinas yimin kanal. Because when we discuss bringing a person into the world, giving birth means giving birth to a person. And we said before that the essence of the person is the das. That's the real person, which is the right side. Remember we said the das and the essence of the person, and what we're calling Adam is on the right. The possessions and the wealth of the person is the left. Shehu bechinas ha-toira, bechinas ayin yamin, bechinas ayin ponim la-toira. All of that represents the right side. V'alkein tzrichin koidem aleidu shivim kolin keneged ho'ayin anpin chashuchin shem keneged ayin ponim kanal. This is why a woman has to scream these 70 screams before she gives birth to punch out those shivim ponim chashuchim, to punch out the 70 klipos, in a sense, that are trying to be mizgaber against these 70 lit-up faces. We said this, ayin anpen hirin, and there's ayin anpen chashuchim. A woman wants to bring a Jewish child into the world who's a package of das. She wants him to be ayin anpen hirin. She has to punch out the shivim anpen chashuchim first. These klipos are trying to block and prevent this revelation of that, this Jewish child from coming into the world, which means a hisgalus hadas coming into the world. Therefore, she has to scream 70 screams. Each one of her screams, she pushes down, she subdues and destroys one of those shivim ponim chashuchim, one of those klipos of the 70. The old noilad ha'odom, and then the person is born. Bechinas das, bechinas toira, bechinas ayin anpenahirin, these 70 lit up faces, bechinas ayin yamin kanal. Then the Jewish child comes into the world, and we know that there are psukim that emphasize this, that the main reason and the only reason for a Jew having children is to bring the das of Hashem into the world. The pasuk ledor vador nagid godlecha. What are we going to pass from generation to generation? The greatness of Hashem. Dor ledor yishabach ma'asecha. You understand? Lohidia levnei hodom givuroisav. That our mission in bringing Jewish children into the world is to continue to reveal the das of Hashem to the next generation. It's when the Jewish child is brought into the world, it's the das, it's the ayin anpen hirin, it's the right side. Whereas the parnosa and the money, which comes from the left side, bechinas ayin smoil, corresponding to the left eye, al kein tzrichin beis pomim ayin kolim. That's why you need twice shivim koilos. Ki hishtalshulis haparnosa tzorech lered bebeis bechinas hishtalshulus. Because the parnosa has to come down two floors. And now Rav Nosson Sal is going to explain something that's going to clarify something we learn in Kabbalah. You're given two pictures. What I just told you before was that you have Keser on top, and Keser branches down to Chochma and Bina. You're assuming that Chochma and Bina are on the same floor, exactly. It's not true, because Bina, the left side is always a little bit below the right side. Whenever there's a left and a right, the left is a little below. That's why sometimes they draw the spheroids as Keser number one, Chachma number two, Bina number three, it's literally one underneath the other. So that for something to get to Bina, it's got to go first from Keser to Chachma, one stop on the train, and then from Chochma to Bina, second stop on the train. Two trips. That's what he's about to explain now. Ki ha'ishtalshulus ha'parnasa. In order for Parnasa to come down from Hashem, tzorech leireid bebeiz bechinas ishtalshulus. There's got to be two drops. Ki shoyresh ha'koil hu bebechinas kula yamina. Because the origin of everything, the top floor, which what I told you before was called Keser sometimes, is called Kula Yamin. There's no concept of right and left. It's all right. Because I told you the word Echod is Bigimatria Ava. Ava is an Indian of Chesed, correct? It's all right. Bechinas Eino Chad Derachmi. There's a term that's used in the Zohar Kodesh when it talks about the highest level of kindness of Hashem. It's called Eino Chad Derachmi, the one eye of Hashem, which is kindness. In other words, when you talk about two eyes, there's a right and a left. There's kindness and harshness. But Kavyachol, the level above that, called Keser, is called Eino Chad Derachmi. Kavyachol, it's Hashem's one eye, which is pure kindness. It's the highest, purest level of kindness. There's a pasuk Einei Hashem El Tzadikim, where it talks about Hashem having two eyes, Kavyachol. There's another pasuk Hinei Ein Hashem El Yireos. The eye of Hashem is focused on those who fear Him. So the Zohar Kodesh asks, make up your mind. What does Hashem have, two eyes or one eyes? The Zohar Kodesh says there's two levels. There's the Einei Hashem, which is a lower level kindness, and then there's, when we talk about that term, Eino Chad Derachmi, you're talking about the ultra, ultra chesed, what's called Rachmin Gedolim, a super high level of chesed. Shesham Kula Yamina, where there's only the right side. Bechinas Oiraiso da Tikostimo. For example, when we talk about the deepest level of Torah, it's called the old hidden form of Torah. Shesham Kula Yamina, where it's all right side. The less smoil, there's no such thing as a left side there. The less Oisha Tamon, there's no wealth there. It's all pure, pure light. Kemuva b'makamacher, as is brought in other places in the Likutei Moran. V'shom talya kol ha'hoilodois. And it's this Enocha derachmi, it's this highest level that births come from. V'chol ha'chayim v'anpenehirin, v'chol ha'shpoi shol panosa v'ashiros. All of it comes from that top floor. The Bechinas, we've spoken about this several times before, I'm going to remind you. The Bechinas, Bonei Chayo Mezoina, Lav Bishusatalia, Ela Bemazla. The Gemara makes a statement that there are three things, children, parnosa, and life, that don't depend on Zuchusim of a person, they depend on something way, way up there in the stars called Mazla. And the Zohar Kodesh says, what is Mazla? Mazla is a nickname for Keser, like in a sense, the super, super high level. Shehu Bechinas Eino Chad Derachmi Kiyadua. As is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, that's that top floor in heaven, in a sense, that's called the one eye of kindness. Remember I told you about Vatispalel Chano Al Hashem. It doesn't say Chana Davin to Hashem, it says she davened above Hashem Kaviyachol, or it says Hashlech Al Hashem Yehovcha V'Hu Yichal Kalecha. When it says ask Hashem for Parnosa, it doesn't say place your needs to Hashem. It says place your needs above Hashem. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech, where it said Hineni Yosef Al Yamecha, Hashem said, He is going to add to your year. Who's the He? If Hashem's talking, He is Nistar. We always said that when a guy is not in the room and you're talking about him, you say, he said such and such. When a person is present, you say, you said such and such. When we're talking about somebody that's Nistar, that's not in the room at the time, he's hidden from us, you use the pronoun he, H-E. So when Hashem said, I'm going to add life to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he said, Hinani, and it should have said, Hinani, Oisif al Yomecha. That's not what it says. It says, Hinani, Yosif al Yomecha. The Zohar Kodesh says, because Hashem was saying, you know where your years are going to come from? Keser. That's the address of years. It comes from that place called Nistor. This Eino Chadarachmi. That's where Parnassa comes from, and that's where children come from and everything. So now understand, in order for children come from the right side, we said, right? A Jewish child, the essence of which is the neshama, which is the das, where does that come from? The right side, chachma. It's one floor down. You only have to draw the light from kesra to chachma. It's one stop on the train. Whereas if you want parnasa, parnasa only comes from the left side. You got to be able to pull the light down from kesra to chachma, and then from Chochma to Bina. It's got to go two stops. Ki af al pi the less smoil, the less oisher tamon. Because even though the Zohar Kodesh says that in the Keser, there's no such thing as a left side. There's no concept of left side there, and there's no concept of wealth there. Ki shom hu kula yamin, because there on the top floor, it's all right side. There's no concept of left. Afal pikein shom sheresh kol hashpois. Still, that's the origin of all shefa. Ki hakoil toli shom, everything is plugged into there. Rak sheshom hu kuloi oyer tzach umetzuchzach. It's just that when it's on that level, it's just pure light on the highest level. Bechinas kul yamin kanal. It shows itself, it manifests itself in just pure light. Ukeshenim shach hadas bechinas hatoira me'eno chadarachmi bebechinas kul yamin lemato lebechinas einayim yamin usmoil. And when this light comes down from the top floor, which we said was all right, and it comes down to the second floor, to the right side of the second floor, but on the second floor already there's a right and a left, there's Chochma and Bina, there's Yesh, Me'ayin, there's Yamin and Smoil coming from Keser, Azai Tzrichim Litzoik Shivim Kolin. You gotta scream 70 screams to pull that light down one floor. Kidei Shelo Yizgabru Chas Hashem Ayin Anpin Chashuchin, so that the 70 black faces, dark faces, shouldn't be misgaber sheachizosam me'ayin smoil. Their achiza is in the left eye. The fact that there is a right eye and a left eye, ayin smoil means there's a 70 of the left. There's a 70 on the right and there's a 70 on the left. If you want to bring light into the ayin yamin, then you got to watch out. You got to first do battle against the ayin smoil to make sure that the ayin smoil won't damage the ayin yamin, the light that you're drawing to the ayin yamin. Va'oz kishemachnin ho'ayin anpin chashuchin ha'idei ho'ayin kolim. And when the person succeeds in subduing completely the 70 darknesses that oppose the 70 lights, azayin is gale haleida. Then the baby is born. The das, the neshama, is revealed. It comes out of the mother's womb. There it is, that package of das. Va'azai dam nekar v'nase cholov. And it manifests itself in blood, red blood, turning into white milk. The woman, when she gives birth, gets milk. Ki ho anpin chashuchin heim bechinas dam nidois kemuva. Because Rabbi Nizal says in that chapter in Likutei Moran that these dark faces are referred to as dam nida, the blood of tuma. Because red and black, the Gemara says, are one and the same. Blood, when it congeals, turns black. The Gemara says, Hai shochar odomhu. The black that you're seeing was originally red. Kemuva b'maimer hanal, as Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran. Va'oz. So during the time of birth, when as a result of her 70 screams, she's destroyed those 70 anpen chashuchin, oz damne karvena secholov. It manifests itself in blood turning into milk, red turning into white. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, Einov kiyoinim roichatzois becholov. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim where it talks about the eyes being bathed in milk. The eyes, these 70 anpin chashuchin being bathed, you know, in nimtak, the hamtoka, the sweetening of them being shown through this conversion of blood to milk. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says in parentheses, va'ayim b'zoyer HaKodesh b'idra rabba, take a look in the Zohar HaKodesh, in the deepest section of the Zohar HaKodesh, which is called the Idra Rabba. No, I'm sorry, Idra Zuta is deeper, I think. In the Idra Rabba, where the Zohar HaKodesh asks this question, Ksiv, there's one pasuk where it says, Hine Ein Hashem El Yireyav, the eye of Hashem, singular, is upon those that fear Him. Uksiv, and there's another pasuk where it says, Einei Hashem El Tzadikim, where it talks about two eyes. Which is it? Is Hashem a one-eyed or a two-eyed? And the Zohar HaKodesh answers, Loi Kasha, it's not a contradiction. Ho b'ze'er anpin, ho b'orich anpin, ayin shom. The two eyes is talking about on the lower level, called ze'er anpin. There, kaviyochel, Hashem is manifesting Himself in the form of a right and a left. Kaviyochel. That's the lower level representation of Hashem. Whereas on the top floor representation of Kaviyochel, when we talk about Orich Anpin, which is a nickname for Keser, there's only one. There's no concept of two. There's no concept of division there. There it's all oneness, which means it's all kindness. It's Kula Yamin, as it's called.